Wouldn't it be nice if you could be just a little more persuasive, just a little more able to get people to follow through when you ask them to do something? I'm Linda Ferguson of NLP Canada Training, and one of our most popular one-day courses is called Grow Your Impact. I thought you might be interested in just a quick taste of the key components of building influence so that you can get more predictable results when you need to get other people to do stuff. The first and definitely the foundation of influence is the way you pay attention to the people you want to influence. We tend to get so caught up in our message, in what we need to do and what we need to have done, that we sometimes forget to simply be 100% present and aware with the people that we want to influence. If you're doing it over the internet or by writing, this means taking a few moments and imagining that person or that group of people as if they were with you now, and understanding what might be distracting them, what might be important to them, what words they might understand, what motivates them to get out of bed in the morning. When you are with somebody, it means getting them talking and then really listening to the answers and showing your listening, both by nodding your head and getting into their rhythm, by showing the physical markers of rapport, but also by being able to feed back in words some of what you've heard without judgment and without change. Second key component to growing your influence on other people is to be really, really clear about what you want from them. So often we think something like, I have to give my boss bad news and I just don't want him to blow up. But that's not really an outcome. It doesn't tell you or your boss what you do want from him or her. So a better way is to imagine what you want the other person to do, what will trigger that behavior so that they will do it, and what the results will be so that both they and you know that you have been successful in getting them to do something specific because it advances your goal or your values. So knowing what you want means not just having a general idea, but understanding the other person's reality enough to know what will trigger them to do something, what they'll need to do, and how they will know they've done it well. And the final component is to communicate irresistibly. And what does irresistible mean? It means that you are showing so much connection, you are moving so firmly on common ground that the other person can't easily disagree with you. This means using language of suggestion. I wonder what would happen if you did it this way, instead of the language of direction, do it this way now. It means pacing more than you lead. Pacing is an NLP term for feeding back what you notice in the other person. In practice, this means say two things you're sure they agree with before you introduce something new or different or something that requires more from that other person. At least two. Some things might take much longer. But irresistible means noticing where people are at, meeting them where they're at, and then adding suggestions in language that keeps the connection even if they don't at first agree with the suggestion. So those are three steps to growing your impact. Be a better, more attentive listener. Be clearer about exactly what you want the other person to do or say in response. And always move on common ground. I'm Linda Ferguson. If you want to find out more, register for one of our free NLP one-day courses or one of our free evenings, or explore this podcast for more great ideas about how to grow your impact.